not get the internet package. And I was like, okay, sure. And he was like, I think it'll be really good disconnect. And like, in like my intelligent, like intellectual brain, I was like, he's right. But like everywhere else in my brain, it was like misfiring, like help, 911. Because I was just like, I can't check anything because it's like an 8-day cruise. Like that's so long. But I did okay. And I actually didn't miss anything. I'm like, you know, I'll talk to the people when I get back. It's 8 days.
Yeah.
But like I did sensory wise, like I took in so much more of like the experience.
Yeah.
But I have a huge addiction to Google. Bad.
Yeah.
I need to know everything at any given time. I have so many questions. And like, I know I grew up when they weren't available that second. Like I had to wait a whole weekend and go to the library and look it up in a book, which is sad. But it's not like that. So I Google probably 1,000 times a day, any like random, like ADD thought that pops into my head.
Yeah.
And I couldn't. I was just on a boat. And like the two of us would be like, there's a movie on.
Yeah.
I'm like, what movie was she in? And we're both like, huh?
I don't know. I don't want to be here anymore.
I guess we're just going to like go about our day not knowing that bit of information. And we'll hold hands and help each other through it. Because we were both like, oh, okay, God, we got to just let it go and not know.
But I need to know who the actress was.
I need to know
what
her name
before.
Like, I need to IMDb her right now. So, yeah, that's the only thing I really missed.
Okay, I'm going to do an intro since we're halfway through that way.
Okay.
And just continue. It's real. It used to be real embarrassing because I hadn't done it, but now it's been like 10 eps. So, I'll say
it. You sound so professional.
Okay, here we go. And cut what? I don't really have to say any of that. Just trying to be professional.
I don't have to do any of that. you do what you want.
I'm a Zoomy girl.
I'm so impressed.
Okay. What's up, everybody? My name is Bella Mars. I'm back with another episode of Big Time Fresh. Today, I'm super excited to have this person with me. We actually only met one time, but we've probably sent each other, I don't know, 20,000 TikTok videos. But I would like to introduce, or she can introduce herself. This is my friend,
Melissa. Yeah. Confetti.
Yay. And so we met. So, okay. Here's the short version. Hopefully it ends up being short. So I had a
Wait. I have my
You do it.
First.
You do it. Okay.
So one day I went to the Gulf of Mexico and I went out on a kayak and I was drinking a martini and there was this other kayak and we were going opposite directions. And then I saw Bella and she had a martini and we were like, oh my God, hi. And we waved. And then I was like, what things do you like? And she was like, being fabulous. And I was like, me too. And then we were friends forever.
Yeah.
And this Now you can tell the real story. That's just how I imagine it in my head when I think about how we met.
Well, the real story is that we're both in canoes and we were in the river of we're in the Mississippi River. And we're like, oh my God, watch out. There's an alligator. And you're like, I'm from Florida. It's no big deal. And I was like, oh my God, we're best friends now.
Did we just become best friends?
But was it before I left that we got to be friends on like Messenger or something? I can't remember if it was after we met for the first time.
Before you visited?
Yeah.
No, we were talking. I would think we were talking before you visited.
Okay. That's what I was thinking. I forgot how. Because we're both cool. We knew it.
Yeah. Because we were commenting back and forth on like stupid posts probably because I always write stupid comments on Tony's posts
because
I'd like to just annoy the shit out of him.
I do too. If I have a good one, I'm like, yes, going in, because this friend, I always look at his whoever I'm making comments on. I look at their who else is making comments. If I see it's a lot of like parents and sisters, I'm like, but for years, this
I'm not gonna say nothing. Yeah.
For years, I've gotten banned twice. We're trying to comment. I got a strike for when you said that you found a cockroach or something, and I said burn down the house and move and burn down the house, and I got in trouble. Facebook got me in trouble.
Why? What did it say? You like what was violence. Your strike?
It was a like promoting violence. Move and burn down the house.
It's probably because it was, you said something on mine, like guilty by association. Because I get in trouble for stupid things. I don't even do anything cool. Like I make joke because I'm from New Jersey. So it's just the way that I talk. And I know that that sounds like an excuse. It's not like I walk around going, fuck you. And go, it's just the way I talk. No, it's like somebody said, it's my sarcasm. Somebody said, tell me something. And I said, I would, but then I'd have to kill you. And they were like, you threatened murder. And I was like, oh my God, nuance, like sarcasm, guys, help. I'm like, I'm never going to make it here. I'm never going to survive here.
So I'm trying to find it. The first one I like, you know, cause you can appeal. So I appealed both of them. The first one I got denied. I'm like, wait, what? And then the other one,
we looked at it and
you're fucking psychopath. But then the second one, they're like, oh, okay. And they unstriked me.
They unstriked me one time. Well, sort of. They like lessened my penalty because this is the first one that I had because it was from like years ago. And they were like, oh, hey, remember how you posted this thing years ago? And I was like, what? And they're like, well, you're in trouble now for it. And I'm like, are you kidding? Like now? And it was a Thanksgiving meme about Jeffrey Dahmer, which is funny because now Dahmer's like big news, but he wasn't big news then. He was like random. Like no one even knew who he was anymore. Like all the like young people were like, who? And it was about like Jeff, like eating at his house or like... it was alluding to eating people or something, which is that a classy joke? No. Am I a classy girl? No, but it's not against community guidelines. And it was like, you are, what did it say? Like glorifying a serial killer. And I'm like, no, I'm not. I don't think you should eat people at all.
Learn some sarcasm.
So I appealed that one and they were like, all right, so listen up. If you try to advertise, we're not going to let you. And if you want to like post something in like a group, we're going to move it to the bottom so no one sees it.
Yeah.
And I was like, you know what? I don't do anything like that. Honor yourself. Go fuck yourself. So, but everything else is fine. Like I could still comment and stuff. But the other ones later, like the one where, I got in big trouble. Somebody said, I'm having a bad day. And people were writing all this stuff. And the other people also got in trouble. But a guy said, like, I know I could just like punch someone in the face today. And I was like, I just want to punch someone right through their head. Like from that movie Demon Knight, where he punches them right through a skull. I just typed it, didn't even think. And they were like, yeah, no, that's not going to be okay. And then I got like banned, like nothing. Like I couldn't comment, and I was like, oh my God, I can't Facebook guys at all. Like I'm in actual trouble.
It's like, bro.
And I was like, I'm not really gonna.
Like, who are reading these? Who are reading these jokes? Because they're jokes. Clearly.
I think it's bots, right?
Yeah, you're probably, yeah.
That's what everyone tells me, that it's like bots. And I'm like, well, how can a bot tell if you're kidding or not?
Fucking bots trying to. See, this is the beginning. Code word. This is the beginning of the end.
I know.
Let me grab this. This is the AI has already taken over. We're screwed.
Our photos.
They're deciding what they can censor us for. We understand that, so we didn't restrict your case. Okay. We removed your something where you said you. I think I remember like. You're like, if you're this type of person and you're saying this kind of stuff, just don't. Oh, it was around the hurricane. And it's like when somebody said, well, you chose to live there.
Oh, yeah.
And so you're like, if somebody says that, then whatever. Don't be my friends.
Go straight to hell.
This is what I got restricted for that I didn't get back.
I don't think I even saw it.
No,
then.
This one, but like.
I was probably fleeing from the time. Run for your lives.
Ready? Love you guys. Okay. Tell me who said that to you and I'll beat them up. Heart emoji. That's it.
Wow.
They're like, we reviewed some of the content and confirmed that they did follow our community standards. So. But the burn the house down didn't.
Wait. So somebody actually no. turned you in on that one?
I was turned in. Or I think it met the. Right. Hold on. We removed your state. Some of the content.
Like somebody.
Oh, no, because I was like, hey, that's not right. So, no, as soon as I posted it, they're like, the bots were like, taking it down. I was like, no, appeal.
Because the word beat?
I have no idea. Like, love you guys. Tell me who said that to you and I'll beat them up.
Beat them up has to be what flagged it. But that's so like
3-day restrictions. We reviewed the content that led to this restriction again and confirmed that they did follow our community standards.
So you were restricted completely for 3 days over that?
Yeah.
That's crazy. Anything that ends with like a actual heart emoji that you mean as a heart emoji. Love you guys, heart emoji. I will fuck anyone up that messes with you. Love you, heart emoji. Banned for life.
So fuck Facebook. But so I finally met a mom friend. So we're both sitting there and they were making like the same jokes. And I was like, where do you live? But she only lives 10 minutes away. And she's a single mom, doesn't want any more kids, like, doesn't want to get married. So I'm like, let's be friends.
Maybe she's your soulmate.
I know.
But you don't meet moms and then have a honeymoon period and then they reveal something really fucked up to you and you're like, you were so perfect.
I know.
That's what happens to me.
Really?
Yeah, like I attract weirdos. So like I'm used to that and they're like weird at first and I'm like, let's not hang out outside of this. Let's only hang out in this to protect me from how fucked up you are. But then there's sometimes they sneak through where I'm like, you're just like me. Awesome. Oh, and everything's cool. But then there's a day, someday it's like an unassuming thing. And they're like, hey, sometimes I smoke crack. And blah, blah, you know, just something where you're like, you do? How's that go? And they're like, and sometimes when I smoke crack, I go down and cheat on my husband. Want to come? And I'm like, oh, no, you're way different than you are like a different person than you were yesterday. I don't know what happened. Like they have a seedy underbelly thing.
Yeah.
And they're all like that. One was really cool, but then we had like a sleepover with the kids and she was like, we were talking and she went to go tell me something like personal, but no adults were there or no one was awake. And she was still like whispering and doing this. And I was like, what's up? And then she's like, my husband has cameras all over the house. And I was like, cause he wasn't there. Like, that's why we were doing this. And I'm like for real though, like everywhere. She's like, he records me. He records my conversations. I was like, what the fuck?
Oh my God.
So then, because I was an asshole, I was like, you know, hi, Daniel. Because I'm like, well, if he really does, I want him to know that I know. And like, that's why I'm not coming over anymore. Because what? Ew.
Oh man. That's why I'm like.
I couldn't be friends with her anymore because that creeps me out. I don't like it.
Because
I'm like.
By proxy, he's monitoring you too. Like anything you say.
Right. I can't talk about my private stuff because he'll know all of it. And I say some weird stuff, so he might sell it.
Yeah, as the truth. I would sell it.
I've seen some shit, and I'd like to tell you, but your husband could sell it on a website.
So I'm just gonna put it out there.
I lose my job.
Sure. Yeah.
Yes. We have gators. Your kids won't have a dad, but we won't go to jail. I'm good with a saw. I took advanced anatomy.
I've seen a bunch of scary movies.
I'm scared of blood.
I ain't scared of blood. I'm scared of the dark.
I'm going to put that on my resumes. Just things I'm not scared of. What? Yo, I ain't scared of blood. I ain't scared of the dark.
Well, I'm scared of zombies. So I'm gonna put
you know
that.
The area where you like brag? Like, do you have any awards or any like certifications? I'm scared of blood. I could touch bugs. I could watch you throw up and I don't throw up.
That sounds perfect for like college admissions.
Yeah. for a video.
Yeah. I scared blood. Yeah. I went towards the situation, not away.
Do you have Never. Cold weather there?
So we had cold, like a major, they made a big deal about it. 16 or 20 degrees. We had a winter like storm 2 or 3 years ago that like,
yeah, where people like downtown. Died because they didn't have, yeah, I remember. Yeah. I have friends in Texas, but Texas is so big though, and I get confused about geography.
So geography, it just think what by the ocean.
So what side are you? Oh, so you're okay. So you're by the ocean side. So that's where my friends were too then. So like, they're over towards that direction. So yeah, they had, I think they had snow, like not serious snow, but some snow that year that happened. And then they didn't have power. They didn't have heat for like an extended amount of time. And they were like, well, this OB are not equipped. Like we are Texans. We're going to die. And then they were like, I remember they were on the news and I was like, go Texas being dumber than Florida.
I know.
Every once in a while, I'm just like, yeah, Texas be stupid. It's like, then we're like number two stupid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Why are we the fucking worst? Like,
because you want to be your own nation or whatever.
I call.
Isn't that the Texas wants to like secede from the country?
Bye. Let's do it.
Bye. Go. Yeah. Just go already.
Oh my God.
Like Texas is the worst.
Texas and, like, is the worst. Yeah.
Florida's the worst too, but like at least it's not as big.
Like, yeah.
Texas is big to be the worst.
It is big, and people like, can a lot carry of people. Guns. Yeah. Like compared to Abbott. I'd rather have DeSantis on Abbott.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I mean, ooh.
Yeah.
Well, I think DeSantis is probably going to be our next president, so I'd watch that. Watch what you say there. Watch your mouth.
I fucking hate DeSantis. You can't retroactively free speech cancel me.
There you go. There you go. I am a big fan of Trixie Mattel. I love like drag queens, and I have a friend who used to live in Texas, and she is a huge fan too. And we would like watch however you say that.
yeah.
The show.
Uh-huh.
And they were during like Pride, they were saying hi gay to each other. Yeah. And she is bi. So we would say hi gay to each other. Uh-huh. And we also had a joke that like in our next lives, we want to be two gay men so we could like be in love and be like the gay cowboys. Like I've done reface where I am Jake Gyllenhaal and sent it to her. Because she's a Texan, so I figured she'd like the cowboy thing. But we said it to each other and I got a strike from it. And she was so mad. She's like, I'm going to write to the mayor. Like, I don't know.
The mayor's going to hear about this.
I'm going to write to the mayor on Facebook. But she's like, I'm fucking gay.
You called me gay and I'm fucking gay. I should be mad or not mad, not Facebook.
And I was so like, and she said hi gay to me and I'm not gay. And she did not get a strike. And I was like, I don't even understand anything anymore.
Oh,
nothing even makes sense.
Yeah, Sims, get out for you. That's what that is. Somebody at Facebook was like, I do That's not like this girl.
I was like, someone's watching me now.
Yeah, it's probably that dude's your friend recording all the conversations.
Right? House. He said, I've been watching just you up. Since 2009.
He's like, you think this is funny now? You just wait till 2022.
Daniel's sitting there listening to all the footage.
This is the one.
She's pooping again, but I'm going to listen because sometimes she talks to herself and says fucked up shit. Sometimes she sings, and I kind of like her voice when she sings when she poops. I don't know. He was just like, I found out later that he honestly thought that it was possible that she was going to cheat on him with me that night. And I was like, what?
Insecurity.
All women just... Do men really think that, like, all women, if given the opportunity, are gonna have sex if you're not around? Like, I know that's your fantasy. I know that you want that. But, like, our kids are here, dude. Like, we're not even, like,
we're just gonna do it.
Our kids are here. We're, like, having a glass of wine and, like, chit-chatting. But not really chit-chatting because you have the whole house bugged. And I'm scared to say anything now.
Too, because like, as we know, media can take any word out of context and be like, I didn't fucking say that. That was like five sentences parsed together.
Well, now they have all the like the deep fake things, and did like, did you see the movie? I think it's called Val, about Val Kilmer.
Mm-mm.
It's amazing. It's a documentary about like how he can't talk, and it's not in the documentary, but basically. Somebody took all of the, you know, thousands of, you know, audio clips of his voice and made, you know, an AI voice for him because they have his voice saying like every vowel, every consonant. And so it talks for him. So if he types into something, it's his voice.
Yeah.
So that's like a benefit of being an actor, I guess, that if you lose your voice, like they can make a robot, you know, like your voice. But then I was thinking like, okay, so if they can do that for him, couldn't they do that for me? Like if I made enough TikToks, couldn't they extract my voice and then like call somebody and be like, hi, this is Melissa. I eat farts or like, I don't know.
Well, I mean, if you think about the reface, like if it's that easy on an app, like.
Well, there are better ones than that. Like the reface one is like, okay, but I've seen deep fakes where like there's a guy that does Elvis ones where he dresses like Elvis and dances like Elvis. He looks nothing like Elvis, but he does the face thing where it's a deep fake and you can't tell.
This is amazing. AI coming to get us.
Yeah, it's amazing. And I'm watching it, I'm like, this is so freaky because if you played this for me and said this is Elvis, I'd be like, yep. But oh then God. Then he had one where he showed like just him doing this, you know, the exactly what he filmed, but with his face. And I'm like, oh my God. Like, he looks nothing. They just put Elvis's face on it, but it's so accurate. It looks so good.
And that's just a little stupid app beginners like play around with things.
Yeah, it's on your phone.
Yeah.
Anybody could do it. I mean, it's free right now.
Revenge porn. It just requires a subscription after 7 days. But that could be... Well, AI is going to take us out. Zombies. Pandemic. Global warming. What else do we have? World War III. It's all happening at once. Two volcanoes. What would happen? The ultimate cyber attack would be to cut our internet. Everybody's internet in the United States. And
well, we wouldn't be able to function.
Yeah. And I was like, that's dangerous. Like, we shouldn't be completely reliant on technology to run a house. Like, I was thinking, like, if we even had an automated house, whatever, and
that's
the
why
Wi-Fi,
we don't have a smart house.
Yeah, if the Wi-Fi needed to be reset, the modem didn't work, and you're not home, and you're like your pet feeder and all this shit.
Okay,
that's
well,
a bad
my
idea.
During the hurricane, everybody lost power, and then they were, FEMA was here, it was a bad scene here, and they were slowly turning grids back on, power grids, and then they were like, things were lighting on fire, probably because people have smart houses and stuff. And so my parents were like, we're gonna go up to Sarasota for the day, just stay here. They had a generator on. They're just like, okay, if the power comes on, hopefully it will, turn everything off, close the windows, da, 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 da. So that it happens. And I'm like, oh, thank God. Cause we had been, I don't know how many days. And I was like, I can't. At first it was cool. And then it got up to like in the 90s. And I hit like the 5 or 6 day point. And I was like, I can't live like this. I was losing my shit. I had, we had to like take turns charging like one device at a time. And I was like, oh God. And, I was sitting there and everything turned on and I felt like this is the best day of my life. And then I felt cold air blowing on me and I was like, oh my God, it's air conditioning. This is the best thing ever. But then they have a Nest, that thing that controls.
Yeah.
So I saw on the wall, it turned on and it looked like it was loading. So I call my dad. I'm like, good news. Everything turned on. Yay. And he's like, what does the Nest say? And I'm like, I don't know. It's loading. Then we realized that it wasn't like coming online and connecting everything. Like it wasn't doing the right thing on his phone. And I don't know what happened, but it like misfired and something exploded a pipe and water started coming down through the ceiling. And I was like, emergency. So we had to shut everything back off.
Oh my God.
Clean up a bunch of water. They had to get their like ceiling redone. I was like, so like, don't let a robot be in charge of your house.
Yeah.
Because if something like that happens, because he couldn't control it from his phone, if the robots stop talking to each other, and you can't manually shut it down. I was like, okay, what do you want to do if you want to shut the Nest off? And he's like, you can't shut the Nest off. And I was like, what the? Why? That's right. We don't even have Alexa anymore. I was like, I don't want that bitch. I'm sick of her.
I'm like, I can't live my life without her. But at the same time, I'm like, I know she listens. I've signed on to that fact. But I swear that movie, I need to watch it again. But iRobot. I think the world, I used to think these were such conspiracy theories, but like AI is going to be smarter than this to where it's going to take over everything that we do. Because it just knows everything. Like it knows the emotional state of the world. It knows everything on how to control the government, just because it has, all the things. And so when I first heard about it, it was through a journalist at Big Paper, and they said that all the research that they needed to do that would take 10 days, they can now get it done in 30 minutes with this one robot thing.
Mm-hmm. Well, they have them in the hospitals giving out meds. Ugh. So, like, a nurse has to actually dispense the meds.
Yeah.
Because, there's a room with a machine in it that back in the day the nurse would go into and get the, so the nurse can't dip into the narcotics anymore. Damn. Like in the loosey-goosey days of the old. But they go in and they have to punch in their codes and they get the exact amount of the meds. Now all of that is in a little robot and it just is like Wall-E, and it just like travels around the hospital and stops at the patient's room and goes like, boop, give these to Mr. Smith. And the nurse takes them and like makes sure it's the right thing and gives them to Mr. Smith. So she doesn't have to like, or he, they don't have to do anything. Like,
wow.
The robot does it. And I'm like, and then I saw a robot delivering fucking food. Like, it's just going down the street.
What are you supposed to do for a living?
Like, it's like an Uber thing. And it was like, picking up McDonald's. And it just was going down the food. And I heard that they have them in LA all over the place, delivering food to, like, apartments. They stop at, like, a fast food place. And they pick up food. Like, so they put the food in it. And then they give them the address. And they have GPS. And they just go. They can navigate the sidewalks.
People don't fuck with them?
That's
maybe it's illegal.
I'm sure it is
like super expensive.
You get put to death. They take away your Facebook for sure. You get a strike and a half.
You get all your Instagram.
Violated all gone. The community guidelines, sir or ma'am. Listen, no.
All gone. Hope it was worth it. You know. But yeah, so today, what's today, Friday? Love 24, high of 31. But then Monday, we're back up to 56.
Wait, that's your temperature?
Mm-hmm.
And you said it doesn't get cold?
Excuse me, this is weird.
I live in hell. Do you understand? Like, that's cold. That's real cold.
Oh, no, this is cold. Wait, let me.
Okay, because it's like, I don't know. What is it here? I don't know. My Fitbit
my life is coming.
Right.
74 back on Friday, the other next week.
I think it's supposed to drop down for us, but like, still, it's not going to be. I think it's supposed to get to like, the coldest is supposed to be like 39, which is
it was 12
still,
or like
still not freezing, but like iguanas will fall out of trees, which is my favorite thing. That's my favorite time of year.
Damn palmetto bugs die off. We get cockroaches but they don't fly. So
last time we talked about cockroaches, you got banned from Facebook. I'm just gonna point that out. I mean, there's no one following us right now.
Well, Daniel might be.
Somebody's at my door.
Here we go.
Daniel!
Help!
Daniel's at my door. The police are coming.
I knew it.
Lucy! Shush!
He's like, oh, you want me to bark louder? She's still sleeping.
I'm gonna murder you!
Oh, strike two on the Facebook. I'll be right back.
I will be severe. No, beat is bad too. Never mind.
Lucy. Nobody's here. I think I got a delivery. Tony is here. Dexter's out there.
Hello.
He's home and looking unhappy.
Oh no.
Love you. Hi Bella.
Hi.
Huh?
I said I waited like 50 minutes.
Sorry.
It's okay.
Sorry.
It's a turn on his game.
Oh, okay.
No, he's gonna put on his headphones and play it behind me.
Oh,
he's gonna pretend I don't exist.
Resentment.
Neither of you exist.
What?
Said neither of you exist.
Neither of us exist. Okay.
Thank you.
Cool. You don't exist either, honey. Darling.
Sorry. What is?
Oh, so I figured out what my next career is gonna be because I was watching some stuff on the cruise.
Yeah.
And like there are certain things on TV that I see as jobs and I'm like, oh, that's a job. And I like write it down in my little dream journal. Uh-huh. But I just put like my hopes and dreams instead of my actual dreams because I didn't know that that's what you did with it. So in there, like it used to say like Barbie. And then I was like, no, that's not real. And then like astronaut and marine biologist. And then I wrote something that I really liked was ancient alien theorists, because I'm like, that's a thing.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So like my newest one is that there were paranormal shows on.
Yeah.
they brought a paranormal sketch artist in and that was her title. And I was like, yeah, I'm going to shine.
My time has come.
Because then you just like, I'm picking up. Like, nobody knows what you're picking up, right? So there's no tangible thing. You can't draw the wrong thing. One could prove that you drew the wrong thing.
And that's the key to success. Can you prove it? Okay.
This looks exactly like what I saw.
That's why you hired me. You can't prove it otherwise.
Like, that looks like the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man with a big dick. That's what I saw. That's what's in your bedroom.
Hey, you hired me, okay?
Who's the psychic here? I don't know either. Okay. Is there such a thing? I'm not sure.
You tell me. I don't know. You hired me. You hired me as one. What do you watch on TV usually? Like, if you watch SNL, I think that's an easy one to pull from. Yeah. Or Seth, do you like watch Late Night with Seth Meyers?
I really? Like it. I don't typically.
But you like binge inappropriate jokes.
Absolutely. Right. You know what I did? I saw. Did you see the Seth Meyers and Lizzo drinking thing? That's the best thing I've ever seen.
I was like, he's like, he toasted some coffee. I was watching right now. I just watched it the other day.
I was like, why am I not there? I wish I was there. Why can't I be there? And I'm like, I want to play that game.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I've watched that like 20 times as it came out.
It's so good.
And it's, you know, kid friendly for the most part. PG. All right, so now next task at hand is to, all right, so let me do this. Let me do that. Okay, now let me switch. Oh no, share screen, share sound, Google Chrome, I think. Let's do that.
I'm just imagining that in front of you, you have like a million screens, like, I don't know, like Alfred from Batman or like.
Can you see it?
Yes.
Okay, how long is it? All right, perfect. Oh man, we can roast this to the ground. Let's do it.
It's time for day drinking with Seth and Lizzo.
It's Jerry.
Oh my gosh.
I can see him being so easy to like take out of context and be like, ugh. Bloody
Mary. Kind of like me.
I get so scared of doing it. I'm like, if I say this joke, it's hella funny, but are the people in the room too young to understand? And then by the time that conversation happens with myself, I like lose confidence.
I just say it and seem old. It's fine. Just do it.
Okay. Okay. And then I'll just be
say
like,
pocketbook.
You don't know that. Well, anyway, I hope I didn't take, sorry for taking so long. I didn't mean for Tony to stay 40 extra minutes. Aaron's.
That's okay. They keep you there. So, you know, they probably enjoyed it. Probably. My dad's probably like, this is the best day ever. I got to tell so many.
Tony's like,
he's dead inside now. I know it.
Yeah.
He's over there scarred. He's playing his video game, just staring at it like.
It's not even planned. He's just staring at the
like
screen.
It looks like he's playing Fallout, but he's wishing the world was over because he's dead inside.
He's wishing he'd fall out of this world.
He's like, remember when my soul fell out of my body when your dad was talking to me? I was just like, oh, I wish I could leave this mortal coil.
Well, tell him I say sorry.
She said,
my condolences. She said,
my bad.
I ain't scared of blood, though.
I'm scared of the dark. I'm scared of blood.
Don't put me in the dark, though. We fight in the light.
I'm scared of potholes. I'm going to come up with a whole list now.
Yeah, me too. We can
I sound impressive.
Send it to Facebook.
They don't give a shit.
We'll record it on video. Be like, this is what I do like, and I do feel comfortable doing to you. Otherwise, just please don't block
These
me.
These are my likes and my dislikes. Or like, okay, so they're doing the icks. So we could do like, I don't know, like the icks and the sticks. I don't know.
Oh yeah. Like, <no. laughs>
and for you know, the icks and the sticks. The dark that would be an ick for you.
Yeah.
So for my ick, the dark. I'll like it. I can't see in it.
But I'm a fucking gangster in every other way.
But
it's not the dark.
If you meet me in a well-lit field, I'll fuck you up. But in a dark alleyway.
In a dark alley, I'm going to ask for a reschedule.
I'm going to peace out. Just because I can't
Those
see.
Are new characters.
I might trip.
I can't.
That's why. I don't know what to
I
say.
I can't roll an ankle because I got 2 full-time jobs.
Don't punch me in the face either because I got to show some houses tomorrow.
One of the full-time jobs is being a real estate agent, apparently. Now, this character is getting multidimensional now because now I'm like, curious.
Okay. Two jobs. Doesn't like the dark, but we'll fight.
And
sounds like a pretty dope ass dude.
And is a sharp dresser because you have to be that to show a house. Assuming.
True. Yeah. What was the other thing we didn't? Dark. Because we didn't want him to break his ankles.
Roll them.
Okay, so roll them.
You know, you might as well break them if you roll them. You ever roll an ankle? That's no joke.
Yeah, that's gross. Okay, so I'm thinking he's like a pretty, like, good looking guy because he doesn't want to roll his ankle because he also plays basketball. Mm-hmm. So, you know, this guy might be pretty hot.
I know, right?
Just saying. Well, we don't have to fight, but go ahead and take him back. It's fine.
He only makes love with the lights on because he loses his erection in the park.
Whenever you're free or you have free time, like, hit me up.
Like, in theory, I have free Fridays, but you saw how that went. Sometimes shit just gets wild.
I am.
And everyone has a fucking crisis, and I'm like, doing, you know.
That's okay. Right. I'll save everything. Yeah.
I'll save.
But
the only thing I have is therapy. You know.
Yeah. So. Important.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, maybe we do every other week, but we can figure that out. Whenever, you know.
Whenever.
Through our sharing of TikTok sharing sessions.
You're like, I'm gonna be cool and shorten it, and you're like,
it didn't work. It didn't hit because there was lol. So I'm like,
you gotta just cut it at that point. Like, we can have a talk session.
You know. Okay, everybody, thank you for joining, and you want to say. Peace. Okay.
Thanks for listening. If you like what you heard, check out crossthestreamsmedia.com to hear more episodes of this podcast and the other shows on the Cross the Streams network. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review on Apple Podcasts or wherever you download your favorite shows. Visit crossthestreamsmedia.com for more information. See you next time.